Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch with you, joined alongside Steve Bailey, filling in for Matt Douglas today. And it's time for our very first chat with Jim Rosenhaus with the Cleveland Indians Radio Network of the 2019 season. And our weekly chats with Rosie brought to you by North Ridgeville Convenient Sunoco on Center Ridge in Barton Roads. They are open every single day of the week, so make sure you pay them a visit the next time your vehicle needs a fill-up. And make sure you pay attention, because at the end of our chat with Jim Rosenhaus, we're going to tell you how you can win a pair of tickets to see the Indians take on the Toronto Blue Jays at Progressive Field a week from this coming Sunday, April the 7th. Rosie, as always, my friend, we appreciate the time. How are things in Minnesota today?
Things are good, Bull. It's actually, we had a beautiful day for the opener yesterday, but now we're getting a little more of the, what you figured it'd be late March here. It's a chilly one today, but a good day. Baseball season's gone, so that's good.
Yeah, that was a bit of a surprise. I know that, in the months leading up to opening day, that was a long-running joke all across Major League Baseball. How in the world can you open up the season in Minnesota? But, boy, it turned out well yesterday. Had some really nice weather. Hopefully you guys are able to get that with matinees on Saturday and Sunday this weekend before coming back home on Monday. But, Rosie, so many things to cover, from wrapping up spring training, of course, to beginning the season yesterday. But I want to start with the performance of Corey Kluber yesterday. Certainly remarkably efficient for him yesterday. 79 pitches in 7 strong innings. Is this the kind of thing that we should expect from him this season? It seemed like he reinvented himself a little bit in that he wasn't striking as many guys out and pitching a bit more to contact.
Well, and you know what, Bull? I think it's a combination of that, but also I think the other team feeds into that, because I think over the years he's developed such a good reputation as a strike thrower and a pitcher who gets ahead of the hitters and doesn't walk anybody, that the strategy now when you face Kluber as the opposition is, I better swing early in the count, because if you fall behind, then he goes to that wipeout curveball and you're really in trouble. So I think you see a lot of hitters going up there and swinging early in the count. So it's a combination of him. I'm sure he's happy to be able to get through 7 innings with under 80 pitches. And it's the opposition, what they're doing to try and combat him by swinging early in the count. And it leads to a game like yesterday. And that's the key, too, I think, for Kluber to get to 200 innings again. Obviously, his fitness level and taking care of himself is off the charts. But it's helpful if you can get to 200 innings with a really low pitch count. I think that bodes well for later on in the season and keeping him strong from start to finish.
You mentioned something in there I want to draw back on there, and that's, talking about the opposition. And I think a lot of folks, when they watch these games, especially on opening day, that lends itself to a great deal of overreaction one way or the other. And a lot of folks, of course, didn't take too kindly to what the Indians did offensively yesterday. But, Rosie, that had a lot to do with what Jose Berrios did yesterday. I mean, he was just lights out for the Twins. And, it's one thing to hear it on the radio, and it's one thing to see it on TV, but I also think it's something totally different when you're there actually watching him. And Berrios was just terrific yesterday. For those of us that didn't have a chance to be there and see it live and in person, how great was he yesterday?
Well, he was really, really good, and his breaking ball was tremendous. And then one of the things he worked on to maybe take it from a really good young pitcher to one of the upper echelon in the league, which I think he can be, is he forced himself. We heard about it on the Indian side with Trevor Bauer throughout spring training, focusing on the changeup, and that's what this guy did. He really feels that if he can improve his changeup and throw it a lot more, he can have days like yesterday, and he did. He threw it a lot. He had that curveball working, and then his fastball's in the mid-90s, so it's a great combination of stuff. He's only 24, and he really does look to be one of the really good young pitchers in baseball. So that certainly played into it. But I think some of the concerns that fans have about the Indians lineup, it's legit, Bull. It's a different lineup, clearly, from what we've been used to the past several seasons. There was one player in the lineup yesterday who was in the lineup for Game 3 of the Division Series a year ago, and that was Jose Ramirez. And that's a lot of change And I think they're really right now challenged to find out what's going to work. I know there was some talk about, you know, who hit where in the lineup and all that. I think Tito's just trying to figure out where everybody fits, and he doesn't know yet, which is fair. There's so many new faces in that lineup that it may take a little bit to figure it out and see who gets their legs under them quickest and, you know, who develops at the major league level. And in the meantime, the danger is days like yesterday where not only runs but base hits were really, really hard to come by.
How much of, do you think, April and to a certain degree the, you know, later days of March here are being used as an extension of spring training? I know that's not an excuse that can certainly be used because people are certainly expected to produce, but how much of this do you think, especially for hitters, because you hear a lot about how pitchers seem to be a little ahead of the game at this stage of the season, but how much of this do you think is still an extension of spring training for some guys?
Well, I don't think it is, and it shouldn't be. I think the players should be ready. The challenge for the Indians, they have some players who are hurt and aren't ready, but the players who were on the diamond yesterday had a full spring, and they should be ready to go. Well, with that said, there's different talent levels, different experience levels, and as a team, they're trying to work through that. So from that standpoint, like if you're saying, you know, is an extension of spring training in terms of trying to figure out your lineup, that's absolutely, you know, it is anything but a set lineup right now, and they'll be searching, I think, for a little bit, between Lindor and Kipnis coming back at some point, Carlos Gonzalez joining the ball club at some point. So what you saw out there today could be by the end of the month very different already. And so from that standpoint, sure, I think that is fair to say. But from the individual player standpoint, they should be ready to go. They had their good springs and you know, prepared properly. What is their talent level? What is their experience level? That's going to dictate how they perform early on.
Jim Rosenhaus with the Cleveland Indians Radio Network joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And to get back to the performances of some guys in spring training, one of the things that we commonly heard about Hanley Ramirez was that while things may have started a little slowly for him, things really picked up for him towards the end of spring training, and that was one of the reasons why he made the big league roster. Rosie, what were some of the things you saw from Hanley Ramirez the last couple of weeks of spring training that were especially encouraging to you?
Oh, boy. To be honest, not a whole lot. At least statistically, I know he hit a couple of home runs, so that's encouraging. But, you know, it's so hard to tell out there because, pitchers aren't setting you up like they do during the regular season. You might be facing a minor league pitcher, a real young pitcher who's a long way away from the major leagues, things like that. So it's so hard to say. I mean, I did talk to Ty Van Berkley earlier in the week here, and the Indians hitting coach said that he actually thought that Hanley was progressing well, and he liked what he saw. Still a ways to go in terms of the good timing, but he thought he could help this team. So we'll see. I don't think we certainly aren't seeing the best of him, and the hope is that maybe he gets to that point at some point. I know he's working at it hard, and that's encouraging, and he's been really good around the clubhouse, which I think was maybe something that people questioned when he first got here. But he's been tremendous. So the hope is he can hit because they sure need it. If they can get a semblance of the old Hanley Ramirez, that would do wonders for this lineup right now.
No doubt about that. Even if he does, let's just say, half or three-quarters of what he did in 2016, that amount of pop would certainly mean the world, especially to the middle of the lineup. There's no doubt about that. Well, and another guy who could certainly provide some support at that same part of the lineup is Carlos Gonzalez. You mentioned him a little bit earlier, Rosie, so I'd like to bring it back to him here as well. Not sure how much you had a chance to see him at spring training because he joined the tribe so incredibly late, but you know, do you have any idea when we might see him with the big club? I mean, typically when a guy signs that late, he needs at least a couple of weeks to get going.
Well, at the very latest, we would see him April 20th because he has an out in his contract at that time. So I would think mid-April. the minor league season starts next Thursday, so he can still play some games. There's still some games going on in Goodyear out at spring training for the minor leaguers through Sunday. So they're trying to get him as many at-bats as he can. And I think you'll see him at some point mid-April, certainly before that opt-out date for him. And again, I haven't really heard much yet on how he's doing, but he has been playing every day in the minor league games and getting his at-bats in, so that's a positive. And the good thing is with him, he's fully healthy. There's no injuries coming back from. It's just a matter of, getting spring training under his belt.
Yeah, and I think that certainly goes back to what you mentioned a few minutes ago. I mean, this roster, this lineup, it's going to change drastically in the coming weeks, assuming that everybody continues to get healthy. And, you and Hammy had mentioned on the broadcast yesterday about how Francisco Lindor is actually seeking another opinion from a specialist in Green Bay, of all places, which I thought was kind of interesting. Any idea as to what kind of timetable we might be looking at with Frankie Lindor? Is there any chance he might be back before the end of April?
I really don't know, Bull, and probably won't until we get the report from what the doctor found in Green Bay. I know that, to try and speculate before that, there's just not enough information, and it sounds like they really need some good concrete information from that exam before they can even speculate. And I know that's discouraging and disheartening because you'd love to be able to say, hey, he'll be back April 15th, but they need to find out a little bit more about how severe the ankle injury is.
Certainly, and I think there's always a silver lining here also. You want your superstar on the field, but this does provide an opportunity for guys like Eric Stametz and Max Maroff and those guys to show what they can do in the absence of Frankie Lindor, no question about that. Well, Rosie, we'll cut you loose on this. I want to bring up a name that, of course, Indians fans are happy to see back in the middle of the lineup, and that's Carlos Santana. And boy, Rosie, especially in spring training, it seemed like there was a major difference in the comfort level of Carlos Santana. I mean, he hit the ball really, really well in the spring, and of course, hopefully we hope that we see a lot of that translate into success during the regular season, but it just seemed like he was a heck of a lot more relaxed. Did you notice that in him as well?
Absolutely. He's so happy to be back. He did what he needed to do last year in terms of the Phillies threw a great contract at him, so he took it, but he never sold his house in Northeast Ohio. And he's ecstatic to be back, and it's fun to have him back. I know Tito is excited to have him back, and the numbers have to be there, and I think they will be. He's pretty fired up about some adjustments that he's made to his swing and his approach, and thinks it'll be beneficial for the season. He's a funny guy. He's one of those guys in the clubhouse that's it's fun to be around. And he's good for his teammates and that kind of stuff. So that helps too. And I think it's a nice fit.
Yeah, no question about that. I think that certainly goes a long, long ways in terms of team chemistry. And team chemistry can never go overlooked, especially when you were talking about a 162-game season. No doubt about that. Well, Rosie, as always, my friend, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us, as always. And safe travels on the way back from Minnesota to Cleveland. We look forward to seeing you again next week.
Oh, it'll be good to get home, Bull, that's for sure. And thanks for having me on. Good to see you. Or talk to you.
Thank you, Rosie. Again, Jim Rosenhaus with the Cleveland Indians Radio Network joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. All righty, now it's time for us to open up the phone lines. We mentioned, courtesy of our good friends at North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads, we're giving away a pair of tickets to see the Indians take on the Toronto Blue Jays a week from this Sunday, April 7th, down at Progressive Field. If you'd like to get your hands on those tickets, well, you need to be the first to call 440-322-0930. That's 440-322-0930. Two tickets a week from this Sunday, Indians, Toronto Blue Jays. We've got them for you thanks to our good friends at North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco. Call 440-322-0930. Be the first to call, and you'll get those tickets a week from this Sunday. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Steve Bailey and I return after this here on AM 930 WEOL.